a fascinating maisa that took place a number of years ago in London on first day of Pesach. The Olam, the Kehillah in Stamford Hill, had provided the first night Seder, went to sleep, awoke to go to Shachris, being spiritually uplifted from our Seder, and they came down to find that the cereal company Kellogg's was running a promotion in the area. They were launching a new cereal, and as part of the advertising campaign, they went round and posted through everybody's door a sachet of the new cereal. This new little cereal was posted through everyone's door, which was Chometz Gomel. The Olim were in a total panic. They were in a total state. Some took it and flushed it down the Beis HaKisei. Some took it and threw it out the front door. Some even took it and they'd had a fire burning, went and made a little fire and burnt it on Yom Tov. And I even remember one person brought it to Beis Medrash to the Rav to ask the Rav what to do with it. The halacha, what would have been the correct thing to do? So das darf man wissen, that the Pasuk in Parshas Bo says, v'lo yirah lecha chometz, v'lo yirah lecha sa'ay b'chal gvul chashivas yom. There's an issa bal yirah bal yimotze. Now in fact, you can only be over bal yirah bal yimotze in three conditions. If you don't fit into one of these three criteria, you're not over bal yirah bal yimotze. The first is, a Yid who owns chometz, a Yiddish person who has chometz, wherever this chometz is, whether this chometz is lying in your own rishus, whether this chometz is lying in somebody else's rishus, whether the chometz is in transit, if you own chometz, you're over the issa bal yirah bal yimotze. Even if I have my chometz in your rishus, and you take achrayus on the chometz, but since it's my chometz, I'm over bal yirah bal yimotze. That's the first simple case of being over bal yirah bal yimotze. The second case of being over bal yirah bal yimotze is if a goy goes and puts chometz into my rishus, and I am mekabel achrayus on the goy's chometz, then I am over bal yirah bal yimotze. A goy goes and gives me chometz look after over Pesach, I take responsibility on it, ben achayver bal yirah bal yimotze. So much so, even in the case where I'm not mekabel achrayus, but the goy is a starker goy, is a powerful goy, and he will force me to pay for it if it gets damaged. He'll force me to pay for it if it gets lost. Even if I'm going to say I'm not mekabel achrayus, I'm still over bal yirah bal yimotze. Whenever I've got responsibility, whether I like it or not, with my will or against my will, over a goy's chometz, ben achayver bal yirah bal yimotze. That's the second case. And the third and final case one can be over bal yirah bal yimotze is what's known as shittas hagra, that if a yid puts chometz in my rishus, even though I take no responsibility, but I as a yid may not have another yid's chometz in my rishus. And unfortunately, this was a problem in Eretz Yisrael a few years back. The Frei Yidden were trying to chepa with the Hamish Olam, and they were going round on Pesach, posting pieces of bread into the Yiddish letterboxes, into the Frum neighborhoods that were going around putting bread in the letterbox. So there was a problem, according to the Gaon, and Mishnah Berurah brings this down. I've got another Yid's Chometz in my rishus, even though I'm not Mekabel Achrayus, even though I don't want it to be there, but I've got a problem. The way they got around it was, the Olam sure knows, in Eretz Yisrael, the postbox doesn't go through your door. You don't have a letterbox in the door, you have it downstairs. And those little boxes, the Rabbanim said you should be mafka those boxes, so it becomes ois yurishus, so it's not chometz of another yidin yurishus. But be that as it may, you can only be over bal yirah bal yimotze in one of three conditions. My chometz is a yid wherever it is, a chometz of a goy in my rishus of a mekabel achrayus, or a chometz of another yid in my rishus. When Kellogg's went round on Pesach morning delivering cereal around people's door, why should I be over bal yirah bal yimotze? It's chometz of a goy being put into my rishus, and I wasn't mekabel achrayus, and the goy was not going to go and force me to pay for it if it gets lost. So it's chemtze shel akum b'shus Yisrael b'li achrayus. There's no issa bal yirah bal yimotze. There's nothing to be concerned about. You're not over anything. Now, what's the correct procedure? So I tying here as da shaila from kine chotze chatzay shlodim kine shloim midaitai, as I mentioned the chesh mishreishman gimel. So the way around that is the din of kine chotze chatzay shlodim kine shloim midaitai that stafka if he's got nichusa. If you don't have a nichusa, we don't say kine shloim midaitai. And it's posher when it comes to Pesach. You want to be kainah. You have an interest in being kainah. And here you don't want to be kainah, so therefore there's no shaila. But the correct approach, l'chayre, would be, is there's a Gemara in Pesachim Davav Medalef that says, what happens if you got chometz of a goy in your rishus? It comes to basically, you got chometz of a goy in your rishus, what do you do? Zok the Gemara, oyselei mechitza asar tvochim. You make a mechitza in front of the chometz in order that you shouldn't come to eat it. If it happens on Yom Tov, that you get chometz in your rishus, zok the Gemara, koyfol of a sakri, you cover it with a keli, and covering a keli helps till Motzah first day's Yom Tov. You don't have to make a mechitza because it's only for one day. And then when it comes, Motzah first day's, you get rid of the chometz. So this cereal that got posted through the Yidin's door on first day Yom Tov, all they have to do is take a keli and cover it. When it comes, Motzah first day's, they take this chometz and take it out of their rishus. Now you're right, it's better they shouldn't touch it by hand, as the Pesachim say, you shouldn't handle chometz, even though it's not yours, nor they shouldn't come to eat it. But there's no chiv to burn it, there's no chiv to get rid of it in any way of destroying it, you just have to get it out of your shus.
In the packet, it's not kofa,
because the idea of kofa of a sakli is an order that you shouldn't come to eat. It's like a hekka, don't come to touch it, I've covered it over. Any food in the packet is not a hekka, don't come to eat it, that's how food comes.
Who's is it when they put it in?
I don't want to be kind of it. If I don't want to be kind of it, it doesn't become mine. It remains theirs. It remains theirs. It's chemtze shel akum b'shus yisra. That's how it remains.
Even if they give it a matana.
But I don't want to accept the matana. Say the matana sikhe. I don't want it. I don't want to take it.
Yeah, but if it had not been Pesach, you would have taken it.
Beseda, but today I don't want to take it. Beseda, but today I don't want to take it. I don't want to take it today, so that's not a problem. Now we said that Balira Balimotse is only one of three Echetimtzes. My chometz, wherever it is, a goy is chometz and marishus with a chai, so another eats chometz and marishus. Let's clear a shaila. A yid who has shares in a company, does he have to get rid of his shares before Pesach? Now the Olam thing, this is only a shaila if you've got shares in Tesco or any other company that deals with chometz. In fact, most companies have the shaila of chometz. Because even if you've got shares in British Telecom or any other company that doesn't really deal in chometz, but all large companies have a canteen. And in that canteen, they sell chometz. So if you have to get rid of shares, if you have shares in a company that deal with chometz, then it's negea to all shares right across the board. Now before we approach the halacha, one has to first be mevar the metzias. What is the metzias of having shares in a company, al pi dina de machusa? And then we can look at it al pi halacha. Al pi dina de machusa, a person who opens up a business, runs a regular business from his home, or opens a regular business, he's what's called a sole trader. He's a private individual running a business. This private individual sets up a business, he buys things, he sells things, but it's him doing the business. When he's owed money, he as an individual is owed money. When he owes other people money, he as an individual owes other people money. And if he hasn't got what to pay back from his business, he has to go and take money out of his own pocket and pay back. You owe people money, you have to pay back. When you borrow, when you lend, you as an individual is borrowing and lending. You are the private individual that owns this business. You are this business. Came along the Welt and all agreed on a new concept, something called a company. A company. In fact, to open a company, Nishkan Grosser Geschäft, you write away to a place called Company House, and with a minimal fee, you give them a name, they do a search that nobody else has got this name, and you open something called a company. What is a company? A company is the best explained as a barrier b'fnei atzmoi. an entity for itself. It's viewed in the world as keguf b'li neshama. There's something called company. You give a name, there's something called company. This company now starts doing business. Company A starts selling, Company B starts buying. Company A is owed money, the company borrows money, the company lends money, the company trades. Navos, a company, this entity for itself, can't work by itself because it's either an office block or it's an office chair. It needs somebody to run the company. So they go and get people to run the company known as directors, managers, employees, work for the company, but they are working for something called company. What's the whole idea behind it? What's the musig of the company? Why do they make such an idea of a company? So the reason is, Azai, if a company owes a lot of money and can't continue functioning, it does something which is called declaring bankruptcy. Meaning it's not the director doesn't have the money, it's this musig company that says, I don't have money anymore, I'm declaring bankruptcy. The idea of this musig of company is made there, the whole idea behind it, is to protect people that they can run a business. That I, as a director of a company, I, as an individual, want to make a company, I make myself the director of the company, my company goes wrong, it declares bankruptcy, you can't go and claim from me as an individual. You can only go and claim against the assets of the company. The company's assets are worth that amount, go and claim against it. Take all the buildings, take the contents, take the computers, take the office chairs, but don't come to me as an individual. That's the whole idea of the musig of a company. That's why they invented an idea of a company. And that's why they insist by law that whenever you have a company, you have to write under it the words LTD, which stands for limited liability. That when I have a company, I, as the bailum of the company, aren't achroi. I, as the bailum of the company, are not responsible. The company is responsible for itself. I'm grada, the director, the one who fears the company. And this is Mekubal in the ganze Welt. You're looking at Israel, you'll see under every company, they have the letters Beis Ein Mem, which stands for Ba'arvut Mugbal. Arvus Mugbal, limited liability. That's the whole idea of a company. And so much so, if you were to own 50% of the shares in Tesco, it doesn't mean that you own 50% of the food of Tesco or 50% of whatever Tesco's selling. You own 50% of the rights to the profits which Tesco make. You don't own the company, because if you were to own the company, then you're liable to pay for any chayvus the company incurs. When you buy a share in a company, you're buying the rights to the profit of the company. And I had this verified by a solicitor, that if I, it's not possible in Metzias, but in theory, if I were to go and buy up 100% of the shares of Tesco, all the shares of Tesco, and I then were to walk into one Tesco and take something off the shop floor and not paying for it, I can be arrested and done for theft. Why? Because by owning 100% of shares of a company, you don't own the goods of the company. You own 100% rights to the profit of the company. So how come directors go in and take anything they want off the shop floor? Because directors are entitled to make any conditions he wants to run the company. And directors can say, you know what, as directors of the company, we'll take things free of charge, we'll take X amount every week off the shop floor. They can make any conditions they want. But Batsmusa, they don't own the goods of the company, they only own the rights to the profit of the company. So if that is so, when you have shares in a company, you don't own that which a company is selling. You only own the rights to the profits which a company will make. I have shares in a company that sells chometz, that trades in chometz. Fine. But I don't own the chometz. I own the rights to get the money. And therefore, when it comes to Pesach, l'chayr, according to that, I should have no chiyuv whatsoever to sell any shares, even if I have shares in a company that trade purely in chometz, because I don't own the chometz, I own the right to the profits which the company is going to make. And therefore this whole nidin of shares, if we go with the din of the machusa, heaps and shan any shail of selling shares before Pesach. However, the ganze shaila starts is how does halacha view this musig of a company? I know the ganze welt tumtzach, everybody makes companies and declares bankruptcy, but how does the halacha view such a musig as a company?
It's not the musig of a company which is different, it's the musig of shares which we're trying to divide here.
But I have shares in a company.
It's only shaila for shares in a company.
You cannot have shares unless if you have a company. You have to make a company, float it, sell the shares. Or make a company, don't float it, and be the sole shareholder. But you can only have a share if you've got a private business, which you're not floating the shares, but you still, if you've made it a company, you can become the sole shareholder. But you can only have a share once you've made a company. If you haven't made a company, you can't have shares. The halacha, the poskim tunes like this eitzah, is there such a musig of as a company in halacha? Now I know there's a tzofnus menech, there's a rogachava that seems to take on there is such a musig. But the vast majority of poskim take on, how can there be a musig in halacha as shares in a company? You're going to say, I don't own the company, it's not me, I've just got the rights to the profit of the company. And the simple way to prove that this is a shver concept in halacha, let's say you have a company, and I go and borrow from it, and I'm not paying back. So you pull me into Basin, and you say, I owe you money. So I'll turn around the basin and say, I owe you money? So you say, no, you don't owe me money, you owe the company money. So I'll say, hold on. Mivesen doch ein chöschen mishpot, there always has to be a teveya and a nitva. Who's the teveya here? A computer? An office desk? A brick building? Bring me the teveya and I'll deal with him in basin. Who is my teveya? Ichonish kan teveya. Who do I owe money to? Mr. Company, this guf belina shoma, this berib if neatme, I don't know him. And the case will be an open shot case and I'll be thrown out of the basin. There'll be no one to be teveya. And I can get round of any chayv I have to anybody who's running a company. And therefore, the poskim can take on, das is poshet, that la halacha, there's no musig as a company. And when you make a company and you sell shares, the poskim view it that it's taka shutfus. When you have 10% in a company, you have 10% ownership of the goods of the company, and therefore you have 10% profit. You have 50% in the company, you own 50% of the company. You own a 50% stake in the building, you own a 50% stake in the goods, you own a 50% stake in the chometz. You own the chometz. When you buy a share, you buy a percentage of a bias of everything in the company.
So you just said that's not the metzias. Alpidin and the machus.
Alpidin the machus is not the metzias.
So why should the din Torah suddenly make a new way of setting it up? I mean, if you'd want to set up Alpidin Torah.
If we set it up Alpidin Torah. Yeah. Otherwise, how can you come into base?
Yeah, but if when I say the din of the machus, that's not the way it works. So they're not going to make it a different setup.
So let's ask the question slightly different. If we're going to accept that al pidin Torah there is such a metzias that when I owe a company money I have to pay, how can the bechlal be a musig of declaring bankruptcy la locha? How can you ever declare bankruptcy? You owe the money. So a number of years ago I discussed the shaila with Reb Chanoich Entres. I asked him, if we accept that there's no musig of a company in al locha, and therefore you have to pay back when you go and buy anything from a shop. You go downstairs and buy something from a shop, you have to pay back. You don't say, I don't owe you, I owe only the company. But you have to pay back. So how can any company declare bankruptcy? So he says that by M and Basin they take on that when you go and set up a company, you're right, you own the chafetzim, you own the goods. But as Vahamna din chayshemishbat, the cult naisha b'momen kaim, you can make any t'nai you want. And the chelik of the tnoim when Yidin set up a business is that lu yitzuya, I want to declare bankruptcy, which al pidina de machus, I'll be allowed to declare bankruptcy. We are agreeing now that you're not going to be teveya for me. Be yisod al pi alocha, al pidin teira, you owe the money. Al pi alocha, you can't really declare bankruptcy. What do you mean bankruptcy? You've got money in your bank, you can't pay up. Al pi alocha, b'star bal chayv. Now, we made a heskim when we started off the business that lu yitzuya, al pidina de machusah, I can, in a situation, I'm allowed to declare bankruptcy, you as a Yid are not going to be taver for me. Or the Biyasod, a normal company, is viewed when a Yid goes and makes a company, it's not this musig of company apidina de machusa. It's taka, regular malva, regular loiv, and a regular balchayv. So, oibazoi, when it comes to Pesach,
So
Al Pitoira, there has to be a coin and a machne. You can't buy off a brick wall. You can't buy from a computer. Yeah, the Svahana Torah, the Torah doesn't have this concept of buying from a building or buying from an office chair. The Torah says you have to buy from a human being. You can't buy from a monkey, you can't buy from an office chair. You have to buy, Shaila, how you do kinyonim by a goy? Oh, but you have to buy from a human being. So the fact that the Torah says there has to be kinyonim from a yid, from a goy, from a human being, the Torah cannot accept this concept of buying something that doesn't exist. So therefore, if two yidin get together and say we're making company, behechich zemein and garnished. It's like saying I'm going to buy from a brick, from a piece of brick. This is garnished, like a gelechta. So what is working? How does it work? It works as regular kinyonim. Aye, how can you declare bankruptcy? The way you can declare bankruptcy, it's a tnai b'shul b'momen.
You're saying they meant... That's
what they meant.
They meant... No, the vision, the etzim setting up of the company, they also meant...
That's what the yid meant. When a yid sets up a company, that's what he meant. That's what he meant.
He buys into a goyish company also means that.
It's irrelevant what it means, because the mice is going to have to pay. But you're saying as far as chometz is concerned? So yeah, l'chay, that's how yidin understand how companies work. Al pi halacha, but it's not going to help you. You can't go in and take something off the shop floor.
Yeah.
But al pi halacha, you're going to get more. So according to that, then we've got a problem when it comes to chometz and Pesach, because when I buy into Tesco, I own the shares. I have the goods.
The problem is it's tonight shel mamon. The goy make it tonight shel mamon. That if you buy shares in his company, part of it is that you can't walk in and just take the chometz off the shelf.
The goy could make such a tnai, but the question is, do I own it? The Islam Pesach is to own chometz. You're saying, Al pi din de malchusa, I don't own anything. He wasn't prepared to sell me something which I don't own, which he doesn't want to give. I can't buy something he doesn't want to give. And therefore, since he is trying to say, you can buy, but you can't buy it, therefore it shouldn't be a problem.
Yes, once you introduce the concept of Sinai Shalom Oman, then the concept of a company can also exist in Halacha.
How can the concept...
As far as the shares and the
chometz... Here it can work, that poshut, you can only buy something which somebody's prepared to sell. And the goy isn't prepared to sell that, we'll see, yeah. So when going and buying share in a Yiddish company, l'chayr, you've got a problem. Buying shares in a goyish company, chemical and what they're selling. Halach l'maisa, you look around the poskim, there's a nidin about whether you have to sell shares, you look and start close at home, Simon Samach Beis takes on that you don't have to sell shares. Rav Moshe Nigris Moshe makes a chiluk between two different kinds of shares. Maybe he means A shares and B shares. And he explains there that the difference is if you're a shareholder to a degree that you've got a say in the company. If you own so much that you're daya haystepers, then you should sell it. Otherwise, you don't have to sell it. That's how Rav Moshe makes the chiluk. Minchas Yitzchak Nechele Gimel, he takes on that you have to sell shares right across the board. Here in town, Nichal Neshtar Mechira is automatically shares as well. And both the present Rav and the late Rav both aren't so convinced that you have to sell shares. Oh, but they say we put it in Al Tzala Yosef Tov, and that's part of the big contract which a guy gets, is that all shares are sold.
So hypothetically,
So for Exach, a different shaila, we'll see if we can touch on it, is that we all know, anyone has dealt in shares before, is that a shares isn't a mikveh geschäft or a tirum geschäft. When you buy and sell shares, you've got to go through a proper broker and you've got to hand over share certificates. It's nishkin gelechta, you know, megate, it's not a yeshiva shazach, it's a proper thing. So how can you go to your Rav Erev Pesach and just go and sell your shares and he does a few kinyonim in his front room with a guy in Segeit and Sekum? There's no mechira. There's no legal mechira on shares. So there's two terutzim given. One teretz they give is al pi dina de machusa, you really don't own anything. You only owe rights to the prophet. It's only al pi Torah you own something. So al pi Torah it's enough to sell it like that. The other teretz they give is dina de machusa, and it's going to the whole rate of dina de machusa. Dina de machusa is only enough kemina when it's negea to the government. If it's not negea to them, who says dina de machusa kicks in? So again, to shmuz dina de machusa, Shem Zalman goes with that mahalach as far as selling shares. Well, there's a different shayla. Let's assume for a second that you do have to sell shares. It comes after Pesach, and let's say all from a yidn of taka sold the shares. But you go to a company which, let's say, is owned by a yid, and there's been fry yidn who have not sold their shares. There is a mishnah brought down halach in Shulchan Aruch that chometz shel Yisrael sha'ova olav haPesach is the chosa ba'anor. Now I know there's a machlekes between Ramban and others, the Ramban the Meiri, whether it's osa ba'anor only for this person who didn't sell his chometz or for everybody else. Ba'alocha we paskin Shulchan Aruch Rav paskins that the isis for every single person. Chometz shel Yisrael sha'ova pesach is osa for everyone. So how can you go and buy food from a company which has had a yid who didn't sell his shares? So there's various mahalchim. I just wanted to say one mahalach here, and it could be negea here, bistin in town. The Olim Tumel here always after Pesach about this one shop here that's owned by a yid, and there's always notices going up. You shouldn't buy chometz there after Pesach. There's a Mogen Le'elef. Reb Shlomo Kluger writes that this din of chometz shel Yisrael she'oval v'pesach is osa banor. He says this halacha is only negea as a knas. We punish the person. But he says a mumma she'ena shema Torah mitzvahs, who you know that even if you punish him, he's still next year not going to sell chometz. He says efshes nishdok and din as Chazal made this knas on him. Now I'm not saying we pass an azayla halacha. I'm not saying we pass on Azayla Dina, but it's something to bear in mind. Everybody tumbles about Chomer Shavu or Pesach. Kenzan is nishta zoy sheklich if you're buying from a fry yid who's anyhow not interested, even though you've been trying to persuade him.